Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of the Spider Insight Podcast. Thanks for finding us, along with Christian Grabus, Spider Football Director of Public Relations. I'm Bob Black. We'll recap North Carolina and look ahead to the first home game of the year. Coming up, great state rivalry against VMI. All right, Christian, the score was 41-6. That obviously doesn't look great on the scoreboard, but I think I could argue, even being Spider people here, that the trip was of value, and so was the game, that we learned some things, both positively and negatively, about the Spider football team, whether it was offense, defense, or special teams.
Exactly. I mean, I think it was a really well-coached game on Coach Huseman and his staff's part. I think we tried some things that we maybe would not try in other games in the same situation. You know, when you go into these FCS-FBS matchups, you know, I think the odds are against you to begin with. But we went in there and we played our game and we made plays and we did what we could. Coach had said post-game, you know, the goal was really for our defense to limit them to 50 plays. And we had, North Carolina had exactly 50 plays. So, you know, that was one box checked. And then there was, you know, other things we tried too. The onside kick, that's not something that I think I've seen since I've been here with the team. Trying just different things, kicking out third down with Jane Olszewski, just to get him that experience, to get him the opportunity, knowing that, you know, going forward, he's our guy. Kind of playing the long game a little bit, I think, with this one and taking some things away from this game that are going to continue to carry with us throughout the season and hopefully give us success down the road.
Defensively, that's really interesting that one of their number goals was the number of plays, 50. But I would also argue that only giving up 312 yards of total offense to an FBS ACC team, that's pretty solid as well. I mean, I'm not trying to poke fun or point fingers, but just go down the road an hour or so, William & Mary gave up 700 yards to Virginia. They can't feel as good about that effort as we do about ours. And the other part of it was a couple of more newcomers get into that starting lineup defensively. I think we're now up to 6 first-time starters through the first 3 games of the year. One of them is going to be our guest today. Spider linebacker Blake Hauser will join us. He makes his first start. The true freshman Devin Geronimi makes his first start, and both of them certainly played up to par Saturday.
Exactly, and also Aiden Steinfeld on offense. You saw him start a tight end. And so there's that next man up mentality that we always talk about. Injuries are the worst part of a really great game of football, and obviously they're inevitable, but you know, coming out of that Wofford game, we're a little banged up, but it's good to see like guys like Blake Hauser be able to step into that role and really perform well.
Offensively, we didn't need the North Carolina game to know that turnovers will kill you. Certainly did with the 3 turnovers. One of them was the scoop and score for North Carolina. So I think that point just gets extenuated and driven home. Can't have the turnovers whether you're playing Wofford, North Carolina, or VMI.
Exactly. 5 turnovers. You have an interception. You've got 2 fumbles, and you turn it over on downs twice. One of those turnover on downs is on the goal line. You know, in that situation, you have no choice. You have to go for the touchdown. And then the other turnover on downs is on a fake punt that you came really close to getting. And it's funny because the last time we ran that exact play in its entirety like that was at Michigan State. So this must only be an FBS thing that we like to come out and try.
Last thought or two on the North Carolina contest from last week. Defensively, I think we're learning that we got enough playmakers to keep us in every game the rest of the year. Offensively, we're still searching for those playmakers to start putting some yards on the stat sheet and, most importantly, points on the scoreboard.
Exactly. And when, you know, the plays are few and far between and hard to come by, I think the one thing that this team does really well, and Coach Huseman is a big, huge part of this, if not the biggest part of it, is clock management. I mean, you're holding the box score in your hand right now. Read off what the time of possession is if you can see it. If
it's, I can. Yeah. 37 minutes and 59 seconds. Let's go ahead and call that 38 minutes, which means Carolina only had the ball for 22 minutes. Now, some of that is deceptive. We mentioned the scoop and score and some short fields, but normally, Christian, I think I'm getting to your point. If you keep the ball for 38 minutes, you're going to be successful more often than not.
Exactly. And when you do that against a team that is not led by Bill Belichick, when it is not an FBS opponent, I think the outcome is super favorable. So like we've just been saying, I think there's a lot of really good takeaways from this North Carolina game.
So last thought on that, wide disparity in that score. You look at William & Mary, Virginia. You look at Villanova, Penn State, and you see these blowout games. Yet I think at least in our case, and we can only speak for us, these games still have great value, even if they weren't competitive. Who knows what the next several years is going to bring? Maybe these games are going to remain just as not competitive. Maybe they're going to go away. I don't know. But I think off of the trip that we all had this past weekend, Russ Yuzman, players, us, media, very much in favor of continuing FBS opponents.
Exactly. North Carolina was great hosts, and any opportunity you get to take these guys to a big stadium like that. Robins Stadium is beautiful. It's one of the best stadiums in all of FCS football, if not the best, in my opinion. But to go into a big stadium like that and just hear the noise of the crowd is really something cool. And I think when these guys grow up playing football, they're dreaming of playing in front of crowds like that. And so to be able to do that and have the Spider contingency that was down there right behind the bench, it's just overall a really good opportunity for these guys and a cool experience.
And a really good way to transition into our guest who is joining us now, Blake Houser, the Spider sophomore linebacker who made his first collegiate start with Carter Glassmeyer out this past Saturday, had 7 tackles in the game. So, Blake, welcome to the podcast, and let's start right there. We love the whole experience of going to North Carolina. How about from the player's perspective, how did you feel about the trip and then your performance on the field?
I'd say it was a good experience overall. You know, like, I had to step up and play that game, and it was my first college football game. So, you know, there was a little bit of pressure there, but I feel like I handled it good overall. You know, my teammates really helped me. Carter helped me a lot prepare for that. And just Jordan Allen, too, he helped me prepare a lot. Coach Wood, obviously. And I felt like they really helped me prepare for that game and play good so I could play good.
Was there some point that you were on that field and you're like, hey, we can match up with these guys. We know they're deeper. They got a lot of speed, all that kind of thing. Was there a point where you were like, you know, we can do this?
Yeah, definitely. So, like, you know, the first drive, obviously, they had that big run with 35. And, you know, we bowed up and held them to a field goal. And we did that a couple times where we bowed up in the red zone and held them to a field goal. And I was definitely thinking that we could have held them a little bit more, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I feel like we could have definitely played with those guys a little bit better.
You know, second leading tackler against a team like North Carolina. And really, if you look, you know, Carter is probably either our leading tackler or second leading tackler. And you really just kind of fill in that spot. Did you, you know, have a sense of urgency or sense of responsibility to kind of go in and produce the way that he did?
Yeah, definitely. I would say that I definitely had that sense of, like, urgency. Just wanted to, you know, live up to the expectations and play as hard as I possibly can.
You weren't the only young guy out there for the Spiders. I think we're up to like 6 first-time college starters now, so more than half the defense. And you and Devin Geronimi both make your first start against the North Carolina Tar Heels. In fact, you combined on at least one tackle. Here's one of them, the way Chris Anderson and I described it on the radio, and then I'd love to get your kind of perspective on that. 2 receivers to the left, 2 to the right. Lopez looks to throw. He scrambles to his right on the run to the sideline, and he gets spun down at the 45-yard line as he takes a hard hit.
That's a great stand by that Spider defense.
The 2 new starters, the 2 young guys made that tackle, Geronimi and Houser.
Me and Devin, you know, it was our first time starting. You know, he's a true freshman. I'm a redshirt freshman. He's done great so far in practice and throughout camp too. You know, he's always running to the ball. He's got a good tank, and yeah, he's a good kid. He works hard. He works really hard.
As a young guy and a young unit, I know you look around to guys like both of you just mentioned, Carter Glassmeyer, Jordan Allen, but how much are you kind of looking at the youth of that defense and saying, wow, look what we're doing at this point, and we can only get better from here?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say we could only get better from here, too. You know, we're young. Some of us are pretty young, and, yeah, we have a lot of potential to grow, and we just got to trust the process and keep working as hard as we can.
What's that growth kind of look like? And then walk me through a little bit of, you know, I'm sure through camp and through the beginning part of the season, you're doing a lot of observing of Carter. How much of that then switches after he gets injured at the Wofford game and becomes him kind of teaching you and he's in your ear a little bit? Actually, just answer that second one for me.
Okay. You know, he just helped me a lot in the film room, telling me the assignments I had. Because I was at Mike before, and then this week they switched me to Sam just for this week. So, I really had to pay attention to everything he was telling me, the different plays and different responsibilities that Sam has compared to the Mike. And, yeah, I really had to just tune in on what he was helping me with and teaching me.
Blake, did you have the whole week to prepare the way you were just talking about? I think for some of us, we were thinking or maybe hoping Carter Glassmeyer was going to play come Saturday and it didn't happen. Did you have the whole week? How did that unfold for you?
Yeah, definitely. I had so that Sunday after the Wofford game, he let me know that I was going to get Sam reps because Carter's ankle was hurt. And just throughout that week, I had that week to prepare. And, you know, I really did watch a lot of film with him, and he helped me a lot extra, like, off the field too, like just meeting late at night and stuff like that.
And when I came down, and you know, this just shows the quality of the character that Carter is, when I came down and told you after the game that you were going to be doing radio, he started to hit you on the back, on the shoulder pads,
yeah.
like a proud father almost.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, it's really good to see that, like, obviously you're led by Justin Wood and the rest of the defensive staff and Coach Huseman, but, you know, at the end of the day, you got other guys that are even more of like a grassroots level right next to you, classmates, friends that are encouraging you this much.
Yeah.
Just talk a little bit about, like, the brotherhood that, you know, this defense has.
Yeah. I'd say we're all very close. You know, we hang out a lot outside of football. You know, we're all good friends. We have there's really no, like, toxicity between teammates on the team. I'd say we have a great locker room, all guys, including the offense, too. Like, offense and defense, we get along great. You know, we really love each other. We want to win, and we want to be as great as we can.
Let's add the special teams in to that as well, because you're on special teams as well, and
yes,
there was
sir.
A special play on Saturday. Fortunately, a little inside radio or inside broadcast here, Coach Huseman had tipped us off in our morning meeting that an onside kick potentially could be coming. It did. As it turned out, you wound up recovering the ball. We didn't see that initially. Here's what we did see. Here's the onside kick to start the second half. Will McManus with the run-up, and away we go. Third quarter, and the Spiders try an onside kick. The ball is loose on the field, and the Spiders have recovered it. The ball at the 46-yard line. It went just enough. It went 11 yards, and the Spiders recover the onside kick by a jumping for joy Will McManus.
Yeah, I just got to say, I love my special teams guys. Jay Nalszewski, Weston, Big Cat, Will McManus. He was the one who kicked that bunt, that onside kick, and I got to say, it was a great kick. It really just – I think I got kind of lucky, honestly. You know, I was there, and I fell on it, but – you know, it was a great kick. It kind of just wound up in my hands. And yeah.
How much fun and gratifying is that? Because obviously you had seen it on tape from North Carolina. You practice it during the week, and then it plays out literally perfect.
Yeah, it was great. It was good. It was awesome.
And you could tell it was all those things based on Will McManus's reaction afterwards.
Yeah.
I've, you know, the specialists don't get to celebrate like that often.
Yeah.
He lost his mind.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a big thing. It was good. Those plays like that, they really shift momentum, and, yeah, it was a good opportunity.
A couple more for Blake Hauser, Spider linebacker, with us on this week's Spider Insight podcast. This week it's a home game. I know we might have to define what that means after three straight games on the road. How taxing were the three games on the road? You guys are all young and fit and in good shape and can handle that stuff probably better than an older guy like me. But what was that kind of like? That doesn't happen very often, and what's kind of the level of excitement coming home Saturday?
Yeah, I'm really happy to be playing at home. I'm excited, you know, with all the guys at home. And those first three away games, you know, it was kind of tough being away. But I also kind of like away games, you know, going to another person's, like, territory kind of, and just, like, you know, you gotta play just as hard away as you do at home. You know, have the same excitement, the same energy. And, yeah.
Hey, let me finish up with you, Blake, since this is kind of one of the first times we've had a chance to publicly put you in front of our Spider fans. I know you were on the post-game radio after the game Saturday. Why Richmond? How did you get to Richmond? What was all of that recruitment process like for you? Because obviously we love having you as a Spider.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, my junior year, I was at a high school called Chopicon, and I wasn't really recruited very heavily. I didn't have any offers. This was actually my only Division I offer, my only scholarship. The only thing else I had was a preferred walk-on to a ACC school, but yeah, this was really like my only opportunity to play Division I football, and I really thank Spider Nation for that. I thank y'all, and I love this place, and I look forward to playing here.
Well, we look forward to a lot of tackles and big-time plays out of you and the rest of your defense as well. Blake, thanks for being with us. Good luck Saturday against VMI.
All right, thank you guys.
Thanks, Blake. Bob, when I look at this defense, I look particularly at the linebacking unit, and I look at, you know, guys like Blake Hauser, guys like Peyton Seelman, Harrison Wood, Tayshawn Burney. Those guys are all in the same class. They're all sophomores right now. If we can keep those guys together and intact, I think this defense is going to go to really great places. That, you know, it's already in a great spot, and it's only going to continue to get better. And it's going to have to continue to get better into this week against VMI, against a team that went shot for shot against Bucknell this past weekend.
Yeah, first of all, we're kind of like becoming our own version of linebacker U at our level, right? You go back through the years, recent history. You go even further back. The history of linebackers at Richmond has been really good, and I think those guys are the next class of that, as you mentioned. I think that's one reason why we feel pretty good that our defense can keep us in pretty much every game we play the rest of the season, and it'll be up to the offense to score enough so that we're winning those games as well. And you're right, Saturday could be one of those examples. They got a quarterback, Colin Shannon, who threw for 362 yards and three touchdowns last week, a high-scoring loss to another team that we'll see later in the year in Bucknell. So they got to be ready for that challenge here Saturday afternoon.
Exactly. I mean, you want to keep your defense off the field, but at the same time, you know, your offense has to be able to score and put up points. And so I don't want to say that the defense has bailed the offense out these last 3 weeks, but that's kind of been what it's been.
You know, one of the things that'll be fun about Saturday, well, the first thing that'll be fun about Saturday is that we're not getting in a car and they're not getting on a bus and we're not traveling, you know, 5-6 hours, even 2 hours and 45 minutes like last week. Being at home is certainly paramount, the number one thing. Looking forward to a great crowd, whether you're a VMI fan or a Richmond fan, coming to the game on Saturday at 2 o'clock. That's the best part of this whole thing. But the other part of this thing is the number of Richmond players between both teams that will be participating in this game Saturday. That should swell the attendance in and of itself.
Exactly. A really great showing of not only just the state of Virginia football, but also just the 804 in general. I think this is going to be a great opportunity for fans of both teams to come out to connect with one each other. You know, there's a ton of VMI alum that live in Richmond, I know, and hopefully, you know, our fan base shows up as well. I know the VMI is planning on bringing, I think, 400 cadets with them, so that's going to be good just to, you know, help with the crowd noise and just make it look like a full stadium. Yeah. is really something that, you know, I think both teams will benefit from.
And let's not forget the Danny Rocco factor as well, the head coach of the VMI cadets, who was the Spiders head coach for 5 years and really some glory times there. There were three straight FCS playoff appearances, which hadn't ever happened. It's now happened again with Coach Huseman, but bringing Coach Rocco back here, who's going to be very familiar with the environment, and the fans should remember him because he did a really good job here before he departed. So I think that's another storyline to Saturday's game.
Exactly. And, you know, Coach Rocco has been back when he was coaching at Delaware. He's been back to Robin Stadium, so this isn't like it's his first time back, but we'll just have to make sure he goes into the proper locker room and doesn't try to come into ours.
And look, they have not been very good. They struggled last year. It is a tough place, you know, under any era and circumstances to be competitive and win, especially in this day and age. If anybody can do it, probably a Danny Rocco mentality is a guy who certainly can do it. So we're really looking forward to that on Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock. Hopefully you'll be at Robin Stadium. If not, 106.1 ESPN, 1:30. Robert Fish and Matt Smith have that broadcast for you. And we're also on Monumental Sports Network. Chris Anderson, Chip Tarkington on the sideline. And I will have that call on the TV side and on ESPN+. Good stuff today, Christian.
Thanks, Bob.
And I'm Bob Black for Christian Gravis and our special Spider player guest, Blake Hauser. Appreciate him stopping by. And mostly, we thank you for finding us for this week's edition and look forward to coming back next week when we wrap up VMI and get you set for, yes, another home game against Howard. Talk to you next week with the next edition of the Spider Insight Podcast.